This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents.
Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest.
Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Yeah, you send it to me? Oh my God, roll the fucking intro.
Wild Till 9!
Are you ready?
Yep, let's go home.
Hey guys, welcome back to Wild Till 9. And our special guest for this pod is Lauren's flatulence.
Is it still called flatulence when it comes out your mouth?
I believe so.
Oh.
Is it not?
I don't know, I just always associate it with farts. Learn something new every day here on the Wild Till 9 podcast.
Give her long enough. Stop, drop, roll, rate, like, subscribe, share with a friend. Any more self-promo?
Shameless self-promo. No, I think that's all of it. Ooh, start saving your money for merch.
You keep saying that, but do we have samples here?
I approved the digital version for these samples to get sampled yesterday. It's very cute.
Who's your favorite porn star?
Just coming in hot. Yeah, definitely Tyler Nixon.
We've looked him up before though, and he's busted.
He's not busted.
Sorry, Tyler, if you're a big fan of the pod.
No, he's not busted. Honestly, it was like in college, I feel like when I was really into like surfer skater looking dudes, and I feel like he really embodies that. Who's your favorite porn star?
Used to be Mia Khalifa.
Okay, I feel like that's a common one.
Yeah.
We just watched, what show were we watching? Oh, Rami, we were watching Rami and Mia Khalifa was in it and I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And I feel like Rami acted as awkward as you probably would if you encountered her. What would you do?
Hey. Your name's Jim.
I've actually watched a lot of interviews with her and I really like her. Like her personality, she's funny. Yeah, I'm sure you do.
No. I think like was Mia Khalifa. I don't really know.
Do you watch porn for the people or like the sex that's happening?
I think I'm pretty boring.
Okay. What does that mean?
I kind of like the same cut and dry things. So like I would, if I like the person or the channel because they make the same type of content, great.
I see.
I just don't want like, and it's butt plug Thursday. And I'm like, well, we're a little bit outside my niche.
Yeah, okay. So butt plug Thursday is not for you.
Well.
Okay.
So, no, it's not for me.
It's not for you.
It's not for me. You know these things.
Yeah, I do.
Lauren's parents. Super excited to see you guys again for Christmas.
Now that I know about Butt Plug Thursday.
Woo! Okay, so small disclaimer, we're talking about prawns today.
Yeah, I had a friend who used to call it free prawns, and for some reason that just stuck with me forever.
Free prawns?
Free prawns.
Why?
I don't know. They just, him and his friends called porn prawns.
Okay, got it.
And so he'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna hit some free prawns tonight.
And he had to like make sure and target the fact that it was free. He wasn't going to pay for it.
I don't know. The sentence was always just included free prawns. Like that was the go-to.
I think it's funny because the majority of at least my life up until the last five, like year or two.
Yeah.
Porn was always considered free.
Right. You can get the premium ones now, right? With no ads.
You can.
Jeremy can confirm.
You can. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you can. Mm-hmm. That is a purchase that one can
that
make.
That one could do.
One can make.
Oh, it's like YouTube Premium though. No ads, you know? It's like.
No one buys YouTube Premium.
I have YouTube Premium.
As I said, no one buys.
No, but I would buy. I would buy YouTube Premium.
Have you bought YouTube Premium?
No, because they give it to me for free because I'm a creator. All the creators sitting at home that like haven't been given YouTube Premium are like, what the fuck?
Once again. I had like a really light flow. I never really had issues with boys. Everything kind of came naturally to me.
No, that okay. None of that is except light flow, true, but the other things not true. Anyways, yeah. I mean, I guess it depends how annoyed you are with ads. I almost feel like ads during porn would be more annoying than anything.
Agreed. That's why I got rid of them.
I love that for you, babe. How much is it? Are there tiers? How does it work? Walk me through it.
I actually purchased, I believe, a lifetime membership.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they ran it like Thanksgiving. I think Valentine's Day last year.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it was like $100 forever or something.
Forever?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good deal.
I know.
Because isn't Netflix like $13 a month?
Have no idea. They've been hitting credit cards automatically for quite some time.
Yeah. This is off topic of premium subscriptions, but I saw a TikTok the other day. I don't know how I ended up on this like niche topic, but it was a husband and a wife that were trying to rally couples to not watch porn, and that porn was something from Satan himself had delivered to the people.
Well, were they like very traditional?
No.
Religious?
No.
Oh.
No.
But like, no. Okay.
They like had hippie vibes. I didn't like do a deep dive into like their profile or anything, but super hippie vibes, and were like trying to rally for people to be very anti-porn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, disclaimer. I think the topic for today is.
I love the, like, for those of you who are only on audio, I really need to paint the picture for you right now. We've got a small little espresso glass that I purchased from Home Goods that are so cute that Jeremy pushed back on, but now loves. And
why is everything so negative?
What? It's just such a
cute.
You
made a great purchase.
It's such a cute little glass purchase. And you shit on me for it. And now you love the espresso glasses. And he's just got like this really nice put together outfit on. He's got his good socks on. And just like the, just like.
Do I have bad socks?
Yeah. I would say the workout ones, you know, some are ballier than others.
But they're workout socks.
Yeah, those are your bad socks.
No, they're just meant for, anyway.
Anyway, just the way that it's so distinguished. Like, oh yes, look at this distinguished gentleman talking about free prawns today. That's you right now.
Would you like to do the disclaimer or can I get back to it?
Go ahead.
This is an emotionally charged topic.
Yeah, for some people, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that although we are personable and share our opinions, truthfully, mm-hmm. to make light to the fact that, you know, some people probably do, you know, suffer or have some issues with this.
Oh, absolutely.
We don't mean to make light of that.
No. This is just like an open, honest discussion of our opinions and our experiences with things like porn and OnlyFans. But yeah, in no way, shape, or form, disclaimer, we are doctors or experts or professionals.
Well, I'm pretty...
No, anyway. I fucking knew it was coming. I set you up so good. I teed it up and there and you hit it.
I'm making this seem like I'm a lot more experienced than I am. But the point is, it's been requested mm-hmm. about 14 dozen times.
Yep.
And so here we fucking are.
Here we are.
Kick us off.
Okay, so hot question that might be a little uncomfortable for those of you, and I'm going to challenge you to step outside the comfort zone in the comments today. Is it okay to watch porn while you're in a relationship? Yes or no, and you can give as much context as you want. If you even want to relay the answer in emojis, go for it. People really seem to like that. We won't pin this one. Yeah, no one's going to put you on blast, but we love reading the comments. This is a little selfish for us, but let us know.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ooh, okay. I feel like actually let's start easy.
Okay.
What's your opinion and what do you think about one partner in a relationship liking and commenting, saving, whatever it may be, interacting on social media with whatever the gender they're attracted to's profile?
Like in general?
Yeah.
Like Steve likes women.
Yes.
Steve follows hot women.
Yes.
Steve comments and Steve commonly interacts or engages with in some capacity with hot women's profiles.
Yes. In a relationship, while Steve is in a relationship.
Well, would Steve be comfortable liking or commenting or doing it, whatever he's doing in front of his girlfriend?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask Steve. I'm not
well,
sure.
Well, that's the difference right there.
Okay, walk me through it.
I mean, it's one thing where Steve follows Cindy, Nicole, and
Jessica.
Sarah.
Okay.
And Steve follows those folks, and there's a relationship that happened historically or previously, or there's like a bigger story there. That
so
he
there's
has a,
context to that person.
Right. That would be a negative piece if the girlfriend found out that
right.
would need to either be discussed or probably put some space between them.
Right.
To
so
me,
like an ex-girlfriend, an ex-hookup, or someone that they've had drama with in the past, like some kind of personal connection that ended in a not so great way.
Right, or ended in a fine way, and there's
right.
nothing to, there's no reason to have any issues there in security because
right.
there's an end to that story and it's already been talked about.
Right.
To make a like a bigger point, like I guess like more simple, do you need to hide what you're doing?
Right,
like,
right. If you feel guilty about it, it's probably not right.
Right, and it's,
but then you know what? Actually, I take that back because I feel like there's some dudes that I know that are just like recklessly liking hot girls' photos. Like, and I mean, you see it on TikTok all the time. I feel like where girls are like finding funny ways, like they'll see their boyfriend and there's a mirror behind them and they're just scrolling through hot girls liking heart double tap. And yeah, I feel like some guys don't feel guilty about it. You know what too, I feel bad for the younger generation. Not feel bad, but I just feel like there's probably different struggles than we faced because there's so many attractive people in the world, and social media feels like it puts them at your fingertips. And when you're 15 and insecure as fuck and you have your first boyfriend, first girlfriend, whatever it is, like I feel like it would be so not nerve-wracking, but I'd be so insecure, you know. It's like if you find your boyfriend like looking at other hot 15-year-olds that you think are pretty and prettier than you, like I just feel like I'm so glad that I was the generation before that.
100%. But like also the only reason that I think that this is, you know, it is okay is if you're in a situation where the girlfriend isn't going to be upset about that as long as she knows what's going on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like the relationship piece is two-sided. If you have someone who, if you're in a relationship with someone who's incredibly self-conscious about X, Y, and Z, I probably wouldn't go out and find other girls who had X, Y, and Z in
right.
the girl's perspective
right.
and go and just double click everything that they post.
Right.
Yeah. So it's situational.
I knew it was coming.
No, but like,
it is.
I have been in relationships in the past where I would never be as blasé about mm-hmm. the people I follow or the things that I would say or the things that I would like throw a like to because everything was loaded.
Right.
And
it
was not healthy. Don't get me wrong. And I don't think that every healthy relationship should have the like prerequisite of being able to like and talk and do whatever you want to anything. No, but what I am saying is that there has to be a communication and understanding layer there.
Right.
That is...
Right. Like if you're both insecure about it and that one little piece of like not liking random hot girls, hot guys, whatever it may be's photos makes your relationship healthier, then go that route.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, yeah, I think I fully agree. I think it's situational and it's dependent on, you know what I think too? I think if there's an insecurity piece there, it probably runs through a lot of other factors of your relationship. And I think if you can't communicate your way through that, I think it's tough because social media is so prevalent in everyone's life now for the most part,
right.
that it's not something that you can really just like omit.
My favorite part of the guys that like you or me are friends with that like, you know, have broken up with their girlfriend or ex-wife 6 months ago, a year ago, three years ago. And every fucking picture I see that the ex posts, the other ex is liking. And
yeah,
I'm like, yo, bro.
It literally happened an hour ago with our friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, that's what's hard too, is that it's a public facing thing. So it's like, it's almost the optics of it.
Optics.
It's the optics of it.
Exactly.
Yes, yes, yes. Because like, when we saw our friend liking his ex-girlfriend's photo, we're like, oh, it's like, you got a new girl now. So like, what are you doing liking this girl's photo? But like, it probably is just like, they ended on good terms. They're friends now. It's totally fine. But we're like, ooh, the tea is hot. The tea is hot.
I mean, from an optics perspective, because I'm big on optics. I would probably think twice about liking something based off of what someone who doesn't know the situation could look at that and think more. I'm probably a little bit more cautious on that. No, I'm 100% more cautious on that than I am. Oh, if I like this picture of hot girl in bikini, Lauren's gonna be mad at me. I have no issue because I don't think.
Did you like a hot girl in a bikini today?
No, I swear I didn't. No, but like, I would not like it, like, especially if it was like a friend of mine.
Right.
Moreover, because not everyone in the world, and we've run into this before, knows that me and girl in bikini are friends.
Right. Yeah, no, and this is like a weird thing that a small pool of people will relate to because it's more of like an influencer problem.
Yeah.
But it's like, obviously there's a fan base and a viewer base there, a viewership that is can see all of that as well. And so, for example, Jeremy, when he was in music, used to work with a bunch of influencers who dabbled in music, especially when like the Roast Yourself era was popping. And so there are lots of pre-existing relationships that were there long before I came into the picture. And I want to specify too, like, existing friendships. And so it's like, if a mutual friend, because a lot of them are mutual friends that I've known separately from you as well. And it's the optics. It's the optics. And it's so
totally
hard. You have to be like, okay, like, if a fan that has no context sees this, what does it say?
Sucks. It sucks. But it's true.
I know. Something so simple as a double tap can come with so much.
And it's a pain in the ass. And there are probably a handful of girls that I specifically will think to myself, there are too many fans out there who of this girl or of just like YouTubers in general who are looking for reasons to dig up drama, and I'll just stay away from it.
You know what? Actually, this is like a weird thing that I would never talk about anywhere else except for the pod, I feel like. I had a girl almost every single day message me a copy and paste message saying that Jeremy was liking so-and-so's photos. And every single day.
Which I was.
Which he was. And so this girl was someone that he literally grew up with, who's like 8 years younger, that they knew through like whatever it was. Like
music,
grew up in the same hometown, whatever. Like literally the most like just like genuine pre-existing friendship from your past. And this girl was so adamant on blowing your cover and outing you to me and just like trying to stir up all this shit.
But it's like, where does that come from?
I mean, I think the intention behind it is good. Like, they probably are just, they think that they're protecting me.
Is it good?
I mean, I don't know.
I can't imagine.
The internet's so fucking weird.
Let me get in your business.
Yes.
And assume that I know so much about your personal life.
Yeah.
That I'm going to insert myself via the internet when we haven't met.
Right.
When I haven't met your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or whatever, and I'm gonna like flag this for you.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be one thing if you were out in public and you saw someone's boyfriend that you knew was together and you took a picture of it, maybe, or something. Like, even that is shady as fuck.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, something so public as a like on someone's photo, like, this girl was determined to start some shit. Eventually, I just messaged her back and I was like, yo, honestly, it was like, this is the situation. Please stop. Please stop. Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's dive into something a little heavier.
Oh, heavier?
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like Instagram is like the lightest version of softcore porn.
I mean, it's becoming that, yeah.
There was actually just, I was listening to something where you now on Instagram can't push your boobs together while you're topless, but you can cover your boobs.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's...
Is that where for guys and girls?
I don't know. See, that's where things get...
So if I take my shirt off and I push my...
boobs together, you get taken down, you get flagged. You can hold, because that's art.
I got some great pecs,
though. Expression.
I mean, these things are...
They're basically the same size as mine. All right. Okay, back onto the porn side.
Okay.
Porn is so commonly watched. I would say
it's like a third of the internet.
Yeah, a third of the internet. Actually, I have a crazy stat, but while I look that stat up, what do you think? Is it okay to watch porn when you're in a relationship?
Yes, but if and only if it's something that isn't a secret from your significant other.
Right.
And so to me, porn in like anything, in moderation, and also, but like, it's true, like, is it okay to drink while you're in a relationship? Well, sure. Are you getting shit-faced every night and it's impacting your relationship negatively? Well, then no. Or is it okay to smoke weed in a relationship? Probably, except for if you're getting stoned and not going to work and not picking up the kids. All these things, right? It's just like with everything else that's an indulgence, it has to be something that is in moderation. And if that thing is starting to take over your life or is negatively impacting other sides of it, then no.
Right.
But that's not because it's in a relationship. That's because it's negatively impacting your life.
I like the comparison to weed, alcohol, all of that. Cause it's the same thing. It's something that, you know, you can enjoy in moderation and can even add, I would say, to a lot of situations. I know a lot of couples that like to watch porn together.
Yeah. That one is weird for me, but yeah.
I feel like we've tried that once and we're like, we're not into it. Maybe not for us.
You know what? We gave it the old college try.
We gave it the old college try. I really do think there's a lot of pros to porn. Like, I feel like, especially for...
Walk us through it, craft girl.
I mean... craft girls fucks. No, I just think that there's so much that we don't know about about ourselves. Like when you're growing up, you know, and post legal age to watch porn, but you can learn so much about yourself, like what you're into. And it's like, I feel like we get so many messages too of people who have never been in a relationship, still a virgin, haven't had their first sexual encounter or whatever. And I think that it's not a textbook, but it's kind of, you can just learn so much from the internet. And I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a ton of shit that you should unlearn, you should unsee, and
there
you
should be a beginner's guide
that you ever saw.
Yeah.
But I do think that it helps you explore what you're into.
Right.
And maybe even your sexuality.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
I think there's lots of pros to it.
If you keep finding yourself clicking the other tab and going, man, I sure like this stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe you like that stuff. Might be an indicator.
Maybe you love Butt Plug Thursday.
Maybe you like Butt Plug Thursday.
Maybe you like Butt
I'm
Plug
so glad
Thursdays.
We found the title for this episode.
I know. Butt Plug Thursday, here it comes. God,
demonetized. No, but to be clear though, I'm very blasé about, I think it's fine. Because it's fine for us, right?
Right.
The difference here is the guy, girl, anybody who is turning to that outlet instead of their significant other for sexual gratification or would rather spend time with porn than that's a problem.
That's a problem for sure.
You know what I mean? If I was sitting downstairs just going through Jergens bottles and never wanting to have sex.
Yeah.
Did you not get the Jergens? Was that?
You know, I got that. The lotion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it.
I just thought it was going to be funnier than it was.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't hit.
I mean, I got it and I accepted it, but it didn't. Keep going. That's tough.
Sorry. If I was going through the Jergens bottles and not wanting to have sex with you. But
you know why it wasn't funny? Is because I know you don't use Jergens.
I don't use Jergens.
Yeah. That's why it wasn't funny. I was like,
damn.
Yeah. Sorry, babe. I don't mean to out you
it
like that
authentic,
either.
It wasn't authentic.
Yeah. It wasn't authentic. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, in this hypothetical world where I use Jergens and I didn't want to have sex with you, but I was, you know.
Right. Only
really,
if you should. Yeah.
Really utilizing that Pornhub premium subscription. Mm-hmm. That would be a problem.
I think also too, I have friends who are in relationships where the sex drive is just not quite balanced. And whoever has, you know, the higher sex drive, I think turns to porn to help, not mediate's not the right word, to balance it. You know what I mean? So they're able to, you know, do their thing as many times as a day
supplement.
As they need to. Supplement. But I think that,
I don't know.
Supplements, because that means replace. That's not the right word.
I think
to meet their needs.
Right.
Because I feel like that
as
can actually-
As to not annoy the other.
As to not another, yeah, exactly. To not annoy the other person.
Right.
Or if someone's going through a really busy phase in work, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's you just need to go do that instead.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because I think that almost brings harmony to the relationship. You know, if you need to help balance it out, that can be one of the ways to kind of help get you there, I think.
Story time. I remember always in college in particular,
mm-hmm.
I would always try to-
Oh, I can't wait for this.
How to use the right words.
I have a question. So my college experience, my dorm rooms, we all had our own individual rooms and we had a common area, like living room and kitchen and bathroom. Mm-hmm. But I feel like in the States, it's super common. And like a lot of universities and colleges have one room, two bedrooms,
right.
One room, two beds. How do people masturbate in that situation? You just wait till they're gone at class? You
quickly.
Learn their schedule?
Quickly.
So you learn how to bust a nut real quick?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
You know, when you say it so eloquently.
We had a sign on the boys' bathroom door of the showers, the communal showers, that they wanted boys to stop masturbating in it because it was like fucking up the drainage situation.
Ooh.
Yeah. but that's, I think, where that comes from. God. Is that like one room, two
guys
beds?
Guys are so fucking gross.
But like that's peak horny. All these 21-year-old dudes, these 19-year-old guys, like, yeah, I mean, I get it. I just can't imagine being the person typing that out, going to the printer, taping it on the door, being like, what is my job?
But honestly, anyway, yeah. I digress. The point I was telling you was
your story. Go ahead.
I would purposefully find time prior to going out.
Right.
To alleviate any 21-year-old Jeremy horny decisions.
Okay.
By trying to like clear that out ahead of time.
Certainly, clear it out.
certainly didn't all work, but there was, the intention was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually know a lot of male actors who, before they do any kind of like sex scene or even like a making out scene that could arouse them.
Right.
They'll go jack off beforehand because they want to just like not provoke any kind of awkward moment when their just dick is up against the other person's leg. Yeah, what is that? I don't know what this one. For the audio listeners,
I just
slung a whole arm as the dick.
Just I don't make know. Out yeah. scene.
Okay, so this is kind of a new thing for our generation as well, especially in relationships and like making the dynamic, changing the dynamic of just like dating and stuff. OnlyFans. OnlyFans is so crazy popular. And personally, like I'm an advocate for the platform. I think it's fucking sick. But what do you think about subscribing to people's OnlyFans when you're in a relationship?
Situational. I mean, it's one of those things where if you're subscribing, to me, there should be boundaries that are set either as an individual because you have the self-control to do that, or you have an understanding with your partner. Right.
Right.
The sketchy thing would be, are you subscribing secretly? Would you, if your partner asked, would you have to lie about it? Would you have to lie the way that you use the platform? Right. Cause like I'm all for marketplaces that put boundaries in places to keep people safe.
Right. I think OnlyFans is basically just like another platform that offers similar things as any kind of like porn website. Except you're supporting the individual, and obviously OnlyFans takes a cut. I think it's 20%, which is actually like very standard management fee in LA anyways. So I think like that's pretty fair.
With the market, it has to, I mean, pay its own bills.
Yeah, absolutely.
YouTube takes way more.
YouTube takes a fat old chunk of that. Anyways, the only thing that I think is different is that OnlyFans has so many creators that are very small and can be so much more accessible that I don't know anyone personally that's done this, but I feel like it would be very easy to find them on social media and connect with them almost on a more micro.
I don't know. The only people that I know, I feel like I know people on OnlyFans that are like huge.
Mm-hmm.
Tana, who are huge and like are very like has a team working on that thing.
Right.
And I know people that have small followings on it.
Yeah.
That like I've known for decades. Right.
Right.
And the ones that I feel like are on the smaller side are very cryptic and private and like have like layers in place to keep them from interacting with them as like they're themselves.
Right.
And have more like
right.
a pseudonym. But yeah. I'm sure that's not the case for everybody.
Right. And so I feel like that just like opens up a whole other like realm of someone going and doing something like in private that's like sketchy that they feel guilty about. And so it's like subscribing. Cause I mean, I think it'd just be like a weird dynamic if like you subscribe to someone on OnlyFans and then you followed their Instagram and responded to like all their, I don't know. It just feels so much more accessible, I guess.
Well, there's a time and a place for everything. And you trying to like find and cross those boundaries like I was talking about
right.
is where things get into trouble.
Totally.
Right.
Totally.
And I think it's hard because I think there's like, because it comes with a sense of intimacy and personal, whatever that is, mm-hmm. I think it's very easy to overstep those boundaries. So I think it's that individual's job and responsibility to a degree self-regulate. Yeah. It's not like you're going to like call your ex, or you're going to call your girlfriend or boyfriend every time. Like, hey, is it weird if I watch this video or would it be cool if I do that?
Yeah,
like,
of course you're not. That's too much communication. Yeah, too much.
You're not going to do that. It's like, yeah. I'm going to share an OnlyFans account. Like, hey, right. yeah, I got it.
Ooh, babe, I saved a real good vid today. Make sure you watch it later.
So I hop in. It's just all just like, wow, that's not what I...
That's not quite what I'm into, but okay.
Got it. Okay. But no, I mean, I just think like, are you... The marketplace is there to create boundaries that keep people safe. Are you trying to circumvent that? And mm-hmm. that's a problem. If you're not, you're probably okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree. Again, situational, if it works and the communication is there in your relationship.
And also like, are you able to, because people get similar to gambling and similar to anything, right? Like you can get addicted to it mm-hmm. and you lose track of, oh shit, I'm too much in.
Right. I feel like you lose touch with reality. Okay. And so here comes my next question. And this
you've questions prepared today.
I did a little research because I wanted to know about OnlyFans, like more of like the back end of it and just like what the rules and regulations around it are because it's kind of a new platform. Okay. So do you think, and I feel like this is the most common anti-porn statement that I see, like those hippies on TikTok that I saw.
Right.
This was, I did a little deep dive through the comments just to see what people were saying because it was war. It was war in the comments.
Well, people are very charged by it.
Polarizing topic for sure. And so do you think that porn creates, like unrealistic fantasies and scenarios for people who watch it?
Probably.
Yeah.
But just like anything else can, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you watched any movie ever, including Disney movies.
Or even like pro sports.
Right. You know what I mean? Like it gives you a false sense of how the real world is.
Right.
Just because you can find some program or some piece of entertainment that shows you that something is possible does not mean it's possible for everybody.
Yeah.
Here's where I guess serious, but also it's like something to understand. I think that, I don't know what age I discovered porn by any means, but like I think growing up or like being in college, right? I think that there's certainly an air of unrealism of like, that's not real. That would never happen. That's like fantasy.
Right.
And I think eventually to a degree, you almost learn by seeing things that aren't necessarily a part of your normal life. That
in real life, you see things in real life or you see things in porn?
I think both.
Right.
I think you discover, like the more you know and the more you learn and like, I'm sure the most traditional of Christians and people that are very spiritual, obviously, like they have their own beliefs and it's very much aside from that. And they don't want to partake in that at all. I understand that.
Yeah, totally. That's your belief.
I grew up in more Sunday school services than most. I've worked at churches. I totally get that. I understand that. That's a belief system. On the other side of that, like it is a real world and things happen. And when you go to college, this shit is very much part of the upbringing. And I think you have to be able to like kind of draw the line in the sand for yourself. So like, this is fantasy, this is entertainment, this is real world, and where do I fit into that?
Right, right. I mean, I think that's a great description.
That was a bit of a tangent. My apologies.
No. That was. I liked hearing that opinion for sure. I think this is on a much less serious note. I think that I had unrealistic expectations for my body almost.
I think every guy in the world can agree with that.
Like when I, not even in like the size of like shape of like boobs and ass and stuff like that. I literally was just like, oh, dicks. Mom, if you're listening, I'm just maybe just hop
la,
out
la,
now.
La, 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 la.
Well, no, like sex was such a struggle for me for so long when I was like first starting to be like sexually active. And I just like in sex, it just like and shove three dicks in there all at one time. And I was like, oh my, I'm sorry. Yours? And I was so, I was like, I just don't think that we have the same. You have a vagina, your vagina does that. I just don't understand. And I remember the first time I saw a fisting video.
Doesn't everybody?
Oh my God. And
that's the shit that like-
and Here's from- me barely being able to fit like a average sized dick in me. And just like someone's able to ram a fist up there. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
We all have our own talents.
I guess it's like the person at the party who's like, I can put my fist in my mouth. Oh, actually, Remy can put her fist in her mouth.
That's Remy Cruz. Shout out, Pretty Basic. Remy.
It's like, guys, my party trick, and then rams her fist in her mouth.
Can she really put her fist in her mouth?
Yeah, she really can.
Good for Cal.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, so it wasn't like I was like, oh, why doesn't my body look like that? It was more like, why doesn't my body do that?
Right.
And I also feel like it's like you can watch, there's so many different categories of porn too, that like when something feels so foreign to me, I'm like, oh yeah, this is not something I'll ever encounter.
But I wish that there was a better way to, I don't personally know how to go about this conversation. Like, as someone who speaks for a living and talks about things that are slightly uncomfortable all the time, because it's money and people are always uncomfortable about like negotiating. I wish, and I'm sure that when I have a kid, I will be equally as clueless as to like, how to go about this. But like, I'm going to go out on a limb that every guy, I'm going to say a bold statement. Every guy I've ever met has watched porn.
Okay.
It's just a bold statement. Like, has stumbled upon it at some point in time. So if every guy, or, you know, 99.9% of guys that I come in contact with in my nearly 30 years in the world has some experience with porn growing up, why would it be that parents are so incredibly, you know, like hammered down about it is bad, you cannot watch it, it is terrible, and there's no room for it?
Well, I think that falls in the same category as when you're in sex ed in school, and they're like, if you have sex, you will get pregnant and die.
Right, and I'm not sitting here encouraging parents to go show porn to their 13-year-old at all.
Right.
Not at all. I'm not condoning that. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is the fact that it is there. It exists. And you have the ability to kind of go and see that whenever you'd like, because it's the internet, it's a free place, and you can probably cover your tracks too. So the biggest challenge or hurdle, I think, that for a parent in particular, and this is something obviously we don't have like firsthand experience with, but like as a guy who has seen porn, and every single guy I've ever come in contact with ever has some experience or more experience, or at least at some point in time checked out porn. The common denominator, I think, for the folks I think who are a little bit too
invested
or don't know where that line is the folks that feel like they had to hide early on or weren't able to know how that toolkit works.
Right.
So every time they went to that place, it was dark, it was bad, it was a sin. And even dabbling in it for the first part was so taboo that you might as well, what else is out there?
Because I'm already doing something bad. Right.
And it's like, I get the slippery slope there. And of course, I think the obvious answer from my mother would be, well, then don't watch it at all. I get that. Sorry, Donna. The point is, it's just like for people that are trying to like figure themselves out and learn something from it or an experience, I think that it would be nice to know that like turning on Pornhub and going on a couple of categories, you're not going to like combust into flames as a sinner. Like Satan's not going to come out of the earth and swallow you.
Right.
But like,
well, I almost feel like mainstream media, like 50 Shades of Grey, like that was some fucking hardcore shit. And like, that's not a porn category that personally I would venture into. Right. So it's like almost seeing that is like more polarizing than anything that I've seen in porn, aside from that one fisting video. And like, it's like, you're going to encounter that no matter what. So you might as well have some kind of guidance. And I don't know what that looks like from a parenting standpoint.
I really don't. There's no good way.
You know what? As a woman, I almost feel like I would love if parents sat down, because I'm straight, they're straight boys, and were like, this is degrading. Never do this. You know what I mean? Like that's like what I, cause I mean, like sometimes I'll watch porn and there'll be something that happens and I'm like, absolutely the fuck not. Like, it just makes me my stomach turn. I'm like, that's so degrading. And there's so much of that. There's so much of that. And it turns my stomach. And I wish someone's fucking mom was standing behind them being like, Tommy, if you ever do that, I will just. And like, that's like what I wish the parenting and education was like. Cause then they're like, okay, maybe I won't ever try that. Because I bet there are people who have gone and seen that and tried that in real life. And it doesn't go the way that it went in the porn for them.
I'm just thinking of like all of like the false narratives that like guys write up in their heads if they haven't had like, any experience.
Also, any of like the babysitter, the stepmom, those like stories that porn like totally glorifies into like the sex industry. It's
stuck
insane.
Porn.
It's insane. What?
Stuck porn? Stuck porn.
What do you mean stuck porn?
I learned about stuck porn on listening to David Dobrik, Jason Nash Views.
Okay.
It's when someone gets stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
And the person that comes and helps them out has sex with them first.
Oh, and like in Kingsman, we were just watching Kingsman. Remember the princess? And then Eggy came and...
Well, no. This is more like, oh, I'm doing the laundry. I got caught in the laundry. Now my ass is out.
I got caught in the laundry. I'm stuck in the laundry machine.
I'm in the dryer. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Well, I mean...
But also like...
I feel like the mainstream version of that is like Elevator. With like the elevator breaks and then they fall in love and they fuck in the elevator. Is that stuck porn?
No, it's not stuck porn.
But they're stuck in the elevator.
No. No, so someone's literally stuck.
But they're stuck.
No, it's too wide.
So, but you're literally saying like physically lodged in something.
Anyway, the whole point of this was like, at any point in time, if Lauren's ass literally got stuck in the dryer and I came from behind and was like, oh, this is a good time, I'd be single. I'd be fucking single. Like that.
Right, and that's reality.
Can you imagine? Just like, hey, babe, what's going on? What the fuck are you doing?
I'm like, Jeremy, call 911, you fuck!
Pig.
Yeah. So someone needs to educate the viewers of stuck porn and also the stepmom babysitter realm.
Right.
That 99.99% of the time is not reality.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Do you think Snapchat made Snapchat knowing that it would be like the biggest nude sender ever? Like, do you think that they had to have, like, someone had to be like, oh, this is great for sending nudes?
I mean, we know one of the first 50 hires who was on the product and engineering team there who confirmed that.
Oh, shut up. Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was dick pics for sure.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
He said that, like, friend of mine, very close, was very much like he was at Apple or Twitter.
Okay.
And heard about Snap and like the idea, whatever, and was very much like, I'm going to a startup that is specializing in dick pics that disappear after 10 seconds.
Oh my God.
And like, they always had ideas and bigger than that.
Right,
but like, the general consensus there was like, we're kind of making disappearing penis pictures of them.
Disappearing penis pictures.
To be fair. The only type of penis picture that anyone wants is one that disappears quickly.
A disappearing penis picture. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, disclaimer. Guys, your dicks are ugly. Don't send them. Don't send them. Like, if she asks, confirm like 7 times.
Right, and just make sure.
Because it's ugly. It's ugly.
It's a...
Guys, no.
Your dicks are ugly. Every guy right now listening to our 3% male listener are like... Man, I thought I kind of had a cute dick.
No, you don't.
Shit.
You don't.
Shit,
you don't
man.
Have it. No.
Shit.
No one wants to see it. Nobody. Fucking nobody wants to see it.
Yeah, I mean.
She's appeasing you.
Yeah, sure. Oh my God, it's so great.
No. Dick pic.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like every time someone has a leaked nude, especially from like the Gen Z age, it's always from Snapchat. And
it is, isn't it?
I totally understand that they were like, okay, we're gonna give you a notification if someone screenshots it. But it's like, once it's been screenshotted, it's still fucking screenshotted. Like, now I just know that it's been screenshotted.
Also, like, working in tech, if it hits a server, it can be cached.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The cloud is not, it's not a cloud. It's somebody else's computer.
Right.
Just
right.
So everyone knows.
Like, when you send a nudie.
It hits a server, and then that server hits your phone. You ping it. So it has to live somewhere.
It goes somewhere.
So if it is a tangible medium, it's tangible. It can be found again, I assure you.
Right. Within, you know, a sea of worldwide other dicks. But it can be found again.
What a visual.
A sea of dicks. All the colors of the world.
Yeah.
Dicks. That's so nice.
That'd be a nice piece of art for the living room.
I don't, you know, I don't know. I am doing a little bit of redecorating, but I don't know if that's the missing piece to our aesthetic, you know?
But like, what's funny is I remember Snapchat like coming out, and thank God Snapchat came out in college for me and not in like high school or middle school. Cause I am sure the amount of like stupidity that goes on.
Well, that's what I just think. Like if I had Snapchat in high school, like what would I have done?
Probably would have got a lot more dick pics.
Probably got a lot more dick pics. Yeah. And like I see like a friend's younger sister, we've mentioned this before, like talks exclusively to boys on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Talks exclusively to people that she's interested in and also friends. And it's like three words on like type over like a picture of like the corner of like the 1/8 of her face. And like
real, so like sends pictures with captions all the time. Back and forth.
That's how they communicate.
Oh, interesting.
I know. If we have any younger viewers, please confirm that or deny. Because I'm dying to know because I think it's really fucking weird. But I love that for you if it works.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we're showing like, okay, boomers.
Yeah.
Fucking millennials. Whatever.
No, but that's so interesting because I feel like it literally is made. I just needed to confirm that they knew what they were creating.
Yeah.
Also, just to circle back on that, if you send and take whatever, either of the two, nudie pictures and post it somewhere, whether it be on Snapchat or OnlyFans or Twitter, Instagram, shit on the internet lives forever. It lives forever. Cause I am all about body empowerment. Fucking, if you love your body and you want to show it, fucking go for it. I'm all for it. But just remember that it will live somewhere forever.
Forever.
Forever. And there's so much of the world that's so progressive now. And like, it would never affect if you got a job at some companies. And it's just something that you need to keep in mind and make sure that you are conscious of what you're posting and just that you're consenting to knowing that you are not in control, of that photo anymore. So passionate about people protecting their nudes and their bodies. Okay, and I'm just beating shit up in the podcast room.
Got it. Great. No, but it's true. Yeah. If you post it somewhere, even if it's on your phone, I hate to tell you, everything's connected to the internet. It's connected to the internet. It is completely hackable.
Absolutely. iClouds? Oh my God.
If someone wants to hack you, they will hack you. So it's just like, be smart. Speaking of be smart, you probably should go delete a bunch of your shit on your iCloud when we get done with this.
What do you? No, I don't take nudies.
Ooh. Next topic.
Genuinely, any nude that I've ever taken usually is for.
I haven't got one.
Yeah, it's usually for my friends being like, "Yo, my ass looks fire in this new bathing suit," and I send a photo, and it's just like mostly butt cheeks or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, it's mostly that. And you know what? If that leaked, fuck it.
What's so funny?
They're good butt cheeks.
All, like the most like exclusive and celebrity photographer that I know.
Yeah.
Will do like boudoir shoots for like women for like their husband for like their What's the book called when you go and take a bunch of nudes and then give it to your husband before you get married?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
Spoiler alert, you're not getting one of those.
That's the whole point of this conversation. That's the whole point of this podcast. And he does it with Polaroids.
Oh, I love that.
Specifically because you can't make a copy of it.
Yeah. Well, even think about, because someone was like, oh, well, like you could just take them on disposable cameras. I'm like, someone has to fucking sit there and develop that, you doink.
Yeah, you doink. All right, hottest of all topics today. We keep ending the podcast with
on, like,
the most fire topic.
Which is partially good
because it's only the real ones.
I know.
But, you know, all seven of you.
Someone was yelling at me for last week's podcast that Moose wasn't in a pineapple because they saw Moose in the thumbnail. I'm like, bitch, you just outed yourself that you didn't stay for the whole pod.
Ooh.
You just outed yourself.
Anyway, you attended a few Sunday schools.
I did, yeah.
Do you remember that thou shalt not covet?
No, I remember VeggieTales.
VeggieTales, broccoli. Oh yeah, it's very good.
Celery, gotta be.
And this was probably in there at some point. Thou shalt not covet. You know what that means?
I exclusively only know religion through VeggieTales.
Got it. Okay.
Barbara Manatee.
It means don't catch an interest for somebody else's significant other.
Oh.
Because. knock it off.
I mean, that's fair.
That's a good rule.
That's a good start.
That's a good rule.
Yeah, it's a good start.
And I think that applies, the reason I bring it up in that sense, that applies to so fucking much. And it's just like boundaries, boundaries, boundaries.
Yeah.
And just like it's, you know, you have to set boundaries on the internet, because you do, because it's so easy to get swept away and like, oh, it's not real, it's online, whatever. I think the amount of people who get in a headspace where they allow themselves to like catch feelings for either something that they're attracted to that they, one, need to have a boundary because of their personal relationships, or two, start to get feelings for that online figure or whatever else in more of a lustful way.
Yeah.
That is so incredibly natural.
Right.
Like it's
totally.
No one's like going, oh, I can't wait to ruin my fucking life with this for sure. But like, you need to be aware of like your tendencies.
Totally.
And if you have that type of personality that kind of like blurs those lines, you might need to take two extra steps back.
Right. Like really, really, I feel like I know guys who are just super flirty, but that's just like, they're always just like, that's just what he's like. That's just like what he does.
There's
he's
guys
just
and girls friendly. Like that. Totally.
Absolutely. It's totally. And so it's like, yeah, those people really need to take a few steps back. Like if everyone's going one step, it's like you go three steps.
But and it's tough because like I've had more.
I can't wait to hear where this is going.
Oh, fuck you.
I can't wait.
I have had the unfortunate.
Lay it on us. The suspense is killing me. It's fucking killing me.
I've had friends hook up with my exes before.
Oh, that's not where I thought this was going. I thought you were about to say something about, I've had the unfortunate luck of just being like 6'4 and really attractive and stuff.
No. Okay. I've had friends hook up with my exes before.
Yeah, that's
right?
Fucked up.
It is fucked up.
Yeah.
And for all of my weaknesses and things that I'm really bad at, I got a pretty good fucking record for not hooking up with my friends. Exes,
right?
Whatever, for like,
bro code,
right? You know, it's not to say that I'm perfect. That's not one that I struggle with,
right?
But I think that there are so many people out there that just like get in the gray area of like, I feel loved too, or I'm feeling something or whatever, and put themselves in these terrible circumstances and situations
right.
where lust
up for failure.
Takes over.
Yeah, it can be. It's powerful. Super powerful.
Have you ever felt like your significant other was being preyed on by your friends?
Not by friends. I've definitely like clocked that situation on someone that was more random that I didn't know. It's usually randoms for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think lust is something that's probably been, it has been around forever. And it's just like the landscape in which that it can flourish now with social media, I think is just like, there's just so many attractive people. I say this all the time on TikTok. I'm like, how can there be so many hot girls? How can everyone be so hot? And also, why didn't I look like this at 15? Like, what are you eating that you look like that at 15? And it's just crazy. But I think
women are getting way hotter. Guys completely staying the same.
Yeah.
I think we are such an inferior fucking species. Yeah, breed. Oh my God.
I don't know. As a heterosexual, I don't know if I agree, but...
Men ain't shit. Sorry, guys.
Babe, you're the shit, though. You're the shit.
Thank you.
You're the shit.
Thank you so much.
You're the shit. Well, on that note, men ain't shit, except for...
All the guys that listen to this podcast.
All the guys that listen to this podcast.
Of course.
Yes. You are the shit.
Also, I've seen a few specific comments of our men, but now there's a new category. We've got at least a few gay men that watch the podcast.
Oh yeah.
Loving the commentary.
Oh my God. Gays. Shout out to the gays. I love the gays.
It seems a little abrasive, but okay.
I do.
You do.
I do. I really
you
love.
Do.
Yeah.
Who has more gay friends? You or me?
Ooh, I don't know. Might be close. I just gravitate towards.
I think I do.
I don't know. You know what though? But you come from music background, and I feel like the arts flourishes.
Yeah. I mean, that's it's a tack on from 2 or 3 weeks ago. You move out to LA, you realize everyone does cocaine, and everyone's gay.
And everyone's gay. Yes. Yeah. Well, because I feel like a lot of people move here to live their best gay life while also doing cocaine.
Well, it certainly wasn't flourishing in the state of Kentucky.
Right.
Yeah.
I just feel like your life is probably a little better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyways, we are so way off topic. Yeah, exactly. This has been The Morning Toast. I am Girl with No Job.
And I am
I forget her name. She's really cute and she got red hair. I don't know why it's blanking me right now.
And the cute girl with red hair.
Yeah, you're the cute girl with red hair, her sister.
Bye.
Bye.